Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest this hour for Open Forum. We've done 1 hour of Open Forum. I got another hour of Open Forum. You are welcome to call with your questions, whether you're Catholic. As a matter of fact, it seems to me like we got a lot of calls first hour from non-Catholics, folks who were thinking about the Catholic Church or studying about the Catholic Church. And so I hope that encourages you. You can call. Haven't had any calls today from non-Christians that I know of. But if you're not a Christian person and you'd like to know something about Jesus, about why we believe in God, about why we believe in the Bible or the sacraments, or whatever, anybody can call. We just love talking about Jesus, and we love talking about the Catholic faith. And if you got a question, you want to challenge us with something, sometimes people are so polite, they say, I don't want to offend you, but I don't understand why you, but it doesn't offend us. We love talking about it. And here's the number you can call, 888-318-7884. And I'm saying that slowly and clearly because I'm not going to say it very much because we're doing some fundraising this hour, and I'll have to give out a different phone number for that. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Call and ask whatever question you would like about the Catholic faith.
And Cy, I would like to let you know we have used only 35,000 of the 65,000 pledged match for new monthly givers as of just now.
Because I look too happy to you and you wanted to depress me? Is that what?
Yeah, just yes. I wanted to encourage people to know if you have not been like a monthly giver to Catholic Answers and you would like to maximize, this is the time to do it. You think like, I might think about it in a couple of weeks. It'll be half as effective then, a third as effective then. Like, do it right now and then explain later why you have to cut off your water supply. Like, that's, you know, that's a tomorrow problem.
You do your finances like I do my finances. Well,
exactly.
What's due today? Let's pay that.
Problem.
The number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me just explain how this works. We have very generous donors who say, we'll give you the money, but you got to go out and raise it to match it. And right now we have a $20,000 match for this hour. We got a lot more than $20,000 to raise, however, this hour. But we have a $20,000 match. So in the spirit of what Joe just said, let's do that first, and then we'll see what happens. In addition to that $20,000 match, that means, according to what Joe just said, we've got $30,000 more on the line this hour in a double match, in a second match, for any new monthly donor. And I'm saying $30,000 on the line this hour because it's not available tomorrow. It wasn't made available to us tomorrow. It was a Tuesday, Wednesday thing, not a Thursday thing. Because maybe you noticed that the last couple times we did this, there was someone or some group, and I actually don't know who it was, who gave us $100,000 and said, let's cover all 3 days. Well, we didn't have the same gift come in this time. So we're working with $65,000, which covers 2 days of asking you for your new monthly pledge. Lots of folks have done that. Look at that. Amber from Texas just made a $10 a month pledge, and that got doubled to $20 a month because of the $20,000 match. And then it got tripled because of that additional $30,000 we have to use up this hour. So it's a lot of math and stuff, but basically it comes down to this. For this hour and this hour only, a triple match for any new monthly pledge. Maybe you're very blessed and you can do $100 a month. Look at this. I'm just noticing right in front of me. Pamela in Idaho did $100 a month. Well, that got tripled. So take advantage of that. And she's also a member of our President's Club now. 888-291-8000. 18 of our colleagues are online, ready to take your calls, or on the line, ready to take your calls. Just 7 phones in use right now. 888-291-8000. We have a long way to go this hour. We will be completely on track for this pledge drive if we raise $60,000 this hour. I have never seen us raise $60,000 an hour, but I've seen miracles. I have seen things that actually struck me as there's no way that could have happened without divine intervention. I've seen those during pledge drives.
The last pledge drive when everything went down and then people still pulled through.
Right, we raised almost.
That was a great experience of just like God providing, even when
when the phones were down.
Normal earthly means. Yeah.
Right. Which you would think, well, that put an end to all of it, but it didn't. But the Lord provides, and we also have lots of good friends around the world who help us. And when I say lots of good friends, let me just describe what that means. Say there's a radio tower where you are. So let's just say you're listening right now in Terre Haute, Indiana. And I don't know why I picked Terre Haute, but let's say there's a radio tower there and you're driving and you're listening in Terre Haute. Well, on average, 16 people per radio tower support Catholic Answers at any time during this year. Okay, I'm not talking about this pledge drive. I'm talking about for the year. It averages out to 16 per tower. So look all around at Terre Haute, all the people waiting in traffic, all the people sad because we don't have daylight savings time anymore, all the people maybe getting going on their Christmas shopping, all those houses, all 16 people.
Looking around at the Terre Haute Couture.
Don't do Terre Haute puns. The people of Terre Haute have heard it before. They don't need you saying it. But what I'm saying is all those people, all those hundreds of thousands of people, 16 of them are paying for this program. And that's true every tower. Tower after tower, it averages out 16 per tower. So you think your call doesn't matter? Well, you make a person in Terre Haute. I'm going to say Bob in Terre Haute because probably somebody named Bob in Terre Haute that's listening right now. Call Bob, make it 17, get your money tripled if you make it a new monthly pledge, and that's how we pay for this.
If I was named Bob living in Terre Haute, I would
you be
feel
freaked out
very
right now?
Convicted to call. Yeah, I'd be like, well I kind of have to call.
But I go by Robert. No, I'm talking to you, Bob. You know somebody calls you, Bob. 888-291-8000. 11 calls on the line right now. I'm very grateful for that. And there's 17, so you can still get in right now and with no waiting. 888-291-8000. But I do want to do our regular job, which is to take phone calls. So let's do that. Let's go to Tom in Omaha listening. Oh, well, of course, if he's in Omaha, he's listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Tom in Omaha, thank you very, very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Joe Heschmeyer.
Thank you for taking my call. Earlier, there was a fellow from Nebraska, actually, who was talking about scruples. And so I want to make a quick comment here. Teresa of Lisieux said that if you haven't had it, you couldn't possibly understand it.
Scruples.
And any of you...
Yeah.
Yeah, what did I say?
No, you said scruples. I was just clarifying. I'm sorry. You didn't need me to help. But so if you haven't had scruples, you wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, you can't possibly understand it. And I know that for a fact because I had acute scruples for decades, and it's hell on earth. Well, the thing is, it's curable, though, for many people. It's a psychiatric problem. The synapses in the brain don't connect, so you can't turn the scruple off like everybody else does. So going to a psychologist is absolutely useless. It has nothing to do with psychology. These people should go to, like the fellow called before, go to a psychiatrist and get the medicine you need to make the synapses work.
I gotcha.
It took me about a month for them to work, and I've had virtually no trouble ever since, and I had acute scruples.
Let me get a comment from Joe on that, because I'm very glad that you called, Tom. I think there are many people who feel hopeless about their scrupulosity, and I think that's extremely helpful. But I do want to hear what Joe has to say. Joe?
Well, yeah, I would just say, so for anyone listening who doesn't know what we're talking about, last hour or now this hour, it's this idea that there's a element of guilt that you can have over sins you've committed. But then there's also this, when we talk about scruples, we mean feeling something like the guilt of sin over things that weren't sinful at all. And so it is a guilt that's not moored to reality, and that can be really disturbing and really demoralizing. I think it can be, like Tom said, hell on earth. And so I think I probably said psychology before. I should have said psychiatry, because I think it is, for something like this, you probably need a drug intervention. But I don't know enough about the particular treatment options to give any kind of advice I would feel comfortable giving on the air as kind of a one-size-fits-all, except to say, treat this as a mental health issue, not simply as a spiritual health issue, which is what I was trying to say before. that the mistake I sometimes see people making is I think, well, if I just pray more, if I just trust God more, this will go away. And that doesn't seem to be the case for most people, because that's not really the origin of it. In the same way as if you have something like generalized anxiety, that sort of medical condition is different than the kind of anxiety Christ warns about that's born out of like a lack of trust in him. We know more about mental health now than we did in the past. And so we can distinguish between those things that are our responsibility because we chose a certain kind of reaction, and those kinds of reactions that aren't at the level of the will. They're not things that we're choosing one way or the other. And we don't have culpability for things that are outside of our control.
Tom, I'm really grateful that you called. I think one of the things that we can do for one another, and probably Catholic Radio can do this for lots of folks who will not get the experience otherwise, is break through shame of so many of these things that afflict folks, and just talk about it, because God loves every single person. He doesn't want people struggling with that. I mean, I always feel very proud of the shows that we do when we talk about addiction and recovery. Just because, and we have a very good friend who's the founder of Catholic in Recovery, and wrote a beautiful book on the sacraments and the 12 steps. Because you know the world has such a schizoid kind of messaging. You know, do whatever and be whatever, and you can, and all this stuff. And also, you're horrible if you. You know, if you do, if you can't control it once you've started or whatever. So we, you know, the addictions to pornography, the addictions to alcohol and drugs and all those things, and you get mired in shame, and all the Lord wants to do is liberate you and free you. And I don't know where else you're hearing that message. And that's why I'm so grateful when someone like Tom calls and says, look, I suffered with this for years. You don't have to. There's help. That's also true if you're drinking and you can't control it, or you're out of control, or you're gambling, or, you know, so many people afflicted with the internet pornography. Well, you know what? The human brain was not built to deal with constant assaults of sexual imagery on the internet that are designed specifically to enslave you. So let's talk about it together. And I think that's what we do on Catholic Radio. And I'm going to ask you again for your support. 888-291-8000. We have a $20,000 match to use up this hour. 888-291-8000. Joe, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, Christ says that he comes not for the well, but for the sick. And I think one of the biggest obstacles to authentic healing, spiritually and in like the whole person, is that we don't want to admit those areas that are broken. We don't want to admit those areas that are out of control, those areas that really need the divine physician. And those are the areas that he comes to heal. And I'm grateful. I mean, to tie this into the fundraising that we're doing, like, I'm grateful for the role of Catholic Answers in helping to give that message of healing, helping to kind of to give the resources to people, even if it's just the reassurance that they're not alone, that they're not crazy, they're not totally weird for having this problem, that it's often these very common problems. I know I've quoted it before, but there's an Elvis Costello line that there's no such thing as an original sin. Well, that's true of not just sin, but other afflictions as well. That you have people who would say, oh, I can't believe this is my struggle. And then once they voice it, it turns out that, you know, maybe everybody else in the room is struggling with that too. And the beautiful thing about Catholic Radio is we can kind of amplify that conversation so people know they're not alone, but more than that, that they know that Jesus is there and wants to actually give them the healing that they want and that they need.
We got a long way to go in our fundraising this hour. I'm going to go back to the phones, but first of all, I'm going to say two things. One, we really, really need your help right now, and you can call 888-291-8000. And I don't think anywhere else on Catholic Radio you're going to get Elvis Costello quotes. So I believe that was Watching the Detectives you just quoted. I'm not sure.
I'm very impressed.
I was a kid in the 80s. 888-291-8000. Look, one of the things that we've said is a lot of very generous folks have taken us up on the offer of that $10, $20, you know, maybe $30 or $40 monthly pledge, which is our lifeblood. And we've said, if something is up with this pledge drive, it's the folks who usually help us out by filling in with that $1,000 pledge, which covers a lot of bills, or that $2,000 pledge, which covers a lot of bills that we haven't heard from so much. Well, Victor in California here heard us and just made a pledge of $2,000. And for that reason, we're a quarter way into the hour and we're a quarter way towards the match. We haven't done that for a single hour yet, this pledge drive, to be on schedule for an hour. So Victor, thanks. And everybody else, you know, Victor paid 2,000 of it, but there's 3,000 others that were made up in monthly pledges. You know, so that's what we mean when we say working all together. And sometimes I know people get a little bit like, well, why are you asking for all, you know, those big donations? Well, because some people have those funds and that's part of the pie. You know, we need that money to go in to cook the pie. 16 of our colleagues right now on the line. People,
I'm not sure I would eat a pie that you made with money. Just want to point that out. Like,
how about blackbirds?
That's a good and gross example.
All right. Who's waiting for a call right now? Bernadette and Carrie are waiting for a call. Imelda's waiting for a call. Let's see, down the other end of the building, probably Todd's waiting for a call and Tim's waiting for a call. That's Tim Ryland, the editor of the magazine. What I'm saying is our colleagues have stopped doing what they usually do to wait for you to call right now. And there's 16 of them waiting and only five of them are on a call. Perfect time to call. I'm going to go back to the phones and let Joe give another brilliant answer to another brilliant question. But I want to stress again, we need some of those $500, $1,000, $2,000 donations. And we need to continue with those monthly pledges, new monthly pledges of $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 a month, maybe $100 a month, because we got $30,000 to use up in matching. Right now, if you make a new monthly pledge, your pledge is tripled, and we are really in need of the funding at the moment. Our funding, our pledge drive is way behind. We'll get there, but we need your help. We really do need your help. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The lines are not lighting up. Still just five on. So I'm going to say the number one more time before we go to Michelle in San Antonio. 888-291-8000. Could you help? Michelle in San Antonio listening on the great Guadalupe Radio Network. We're very happy to have you, Michelle. Go ahead, please, with your question for Joe Heschmeyer.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question was, during Mass, we have candles at the altar. I hear that the candles have to be 51% beeswax. Is that always the case? All the candles have to be 51% beeswax, or could they be anything else?
I just want to say this is the most Catholic question we have ever gotten. I didn't even know that. But if that's the case, that the candles had to be 51% beeswax, that is 100% Catholic. That is us right there. What's the answer, Joe?
Well, I think, first of all, I just want to acknowledge that you said Michelle was going to have a brilliant question, and then her question was about lights. It was about candles. And so I liked how literally your prediction came true.
Just to answer the question.
It is also well, the question, the answer is, under the old rite in the extraordinary form before the liturgical changes, actually before the change of canon law also and liturgical law, that historically – it did have to be at least 51% beeswax, and the exact amount varied by country to country. The current general instruction does not provide any sort of legislation about that, doesn't require anything in terms of how much, if at all, beeswax. And a conference of bishops could actually exercise their leadership in determining that, but the USCCB has not done so. The beeswax connection, if this is the first time you're hearing of beeswax in candles, I would just point you to the Exultet prayer at the Easter Vigil, in which at the lighting of the Easter candle, they pray, "On this night, your night of grace, O Holy Father, accept this candle, a solemn offering, the work of bees and of your servants' hands, an evening sacrifice of praise, this gift from your most holy church." So there are a few rules about the use of candles at the altar. For instance, you can't use artificial lights. You can't use oil lamps. Candles have a lengthy Christian kind of history, and it's a solidly Christian image. Beeswax, you'll often see these spiritual connections to the work of the bees and to the work of Christians, and even sometimes it's tied to the Virgin Mary, but it is not required now that the candles be majority beeswax.
Michelle, what a great question. I'm so grateful for that question. I'm going to start a movement, a beeswax vicontist movement. The church was better when we were 51% beeswax, Joe.
I think meddling in that is just frankly none of your beeswax.
I knew you'd come up with something, Joe. I knew it would be no good, too. 888 I feel
why is it I get picked on for being the mean one on this show?
Yeah, I make a dumb joke and then you get picked on. Right, exactly.
You put the host in hostile.
Joe, I am really a little nervous right now. 15 of our colleagues now on the line ready to take calls. Only 4 calls right now, and the lines have not been lighting up. And I want to stress again where we are. We are to be on schedule, we need to raise $60,000 this hour. That's a huge amount of money. But let's just keep it to the basics. We have $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Every pledge up to $20,000, whether it's a one-time pledge, whether it's a recurring pledge, whatever it is, it's matched dollar-for-dollar up to $20,000. We still got $9,000 of that left. So let's use that up. Also, if you're willing to make a new monthly pledge, and I am seeing so many folks doing this, I'm looking right now, a $10, a $20, a $20.75, $15, a $20.75, a $31.13, an $84 a month.
$31.13?
Yeah.
I like the specificity of it.
It is very specific, and we're very grateful. That's Patty, by the way, in Virginia. Thanks, Patty. I can't name everybody, but people are taking us up on this, but we got... Your money is getting tripled right now, and only for the next half hour, and then that's going to go away. And so for the next half hour, any new monthly pledge tripled, 888-291-8000. The last big gift that we got was Victor in California that I mentioned the last time we spoke. So I just got to let you know, I'm not trying to be a pain in the neck to anybody or anything, but we've been very light on those folks who usually call and will make that $500, $1,000, or $2,000 pledge. We've had some huge pledges, like a $10,000 pledge yesterday, and we've had lots of very nice monthly $20 pledges or $10 or $30 pledges. But we're missing that middle area, and I don't know if it's the economy or the, what do they keep calling that thing? The supply chain?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Whatever it is. But we need some of those right now. We are really struggling to meet our matches. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Joe, I'll let you make a quick pitch to beg folks for money, because that's how we pay our bills, is by begging. And then we're going to go to Kevin in Massachusetts right after that. So, Joe, what do you got to say?
Yes, I just say, you know, this is a great way of meeting those kind of off the wall questions people have that you don't find a book about. I mean, we literally just heard Michelle's question about the beeswax and candles. And so earlier I was talking about one of the great things about Catholic radio being that it reaches people that don't have other ways of being reached. But the other thing is that it reaches topics that nobody else reaches. You know, if you went to a publisher and said, I'd like to write a book on the history of beeswax and candles and sell it in Barnes & Noble, I don't think they're going to take that up. But you can call in and talk to a couple of jokers on this show, and we're happy to take it. You know, and so in all seriousness, the issues that people struggle with, the issues that kind of like nag at you and you just say, I don't know why that's the way it is in the Catholic Church, they're often so idiosyncratic and so specific to you and your own spiritual journey that it may be very difficult to find a good book on it. You know, people will often ask, what's a good book for X, Y, or Z? And it may be that there's not an entire book written on that topic. But the beauty of having something like this, where you have trained apologists you can call in, and we can do our best to answer however obscure, however off the wall the question may seem to be, and maybe put people's minds at rest a little bit, maybe give them a little bit of a spiritual boost there. That's the kind of thing that even if that's not your own gift, even if you're not great at knowing like esoteric Catholic trivia, if you want to help financially support that ministry to hit other people wherever they may be, whatever their issue may be that they're struggling with, this is a great time and a great way to do it. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And really maximizing the gift right now makes a world of difference.
We need your help. 888-291-8000. Kevin in Massachusetts watching on YouTube. You're up next. Go ahead, Kevin, with your question for Joe.
Hi, Si. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Kevin.
So I was calling about... hi. So I was just calling about... my girlfriend is a Seventh-day Adventist, and a friend of mine is an Armenian Orthodox, and I get a lot of questions on... why do we need a pope? What's the role of the papacy? And sometimes I'm not able to really answer everything because I reverted back a couple of years, but, you know, it's kind of hard when I get you know, oh, I could just go to my bishop, but also what's the role of the Pope? Is he the Antichrist?
Well, he's definitely not the Antichrist. Even I can answer that one. But Joe wrote the book on the Pope, so he wrote Pope Peter. So, Joe, how do you answer that?
Yeah, I'd say two things. One, that's a great question. I love you having those conversations. And if you call in another time when we're not doing the fundraiser, just tell them I said to send you a copy of Pope Peter. You can like give them your address and everything else. So everybody's on the lines right now to take calls for that. But when we get back to normal programming, I think you hopefully benefit from the book because I wrote a book on the question you're asking. But the second is if you want just a good kind of basic explanation, I would go with this, that as Christians, we need a way of knowing that we hold to orthodoxy in the small O sense of the term. Even the different Eastern Orthodox churches are not in communion with one another right now. So we need to know there's one holy Catholic Apostolic Church that we can trust to follow Christ.
Right back. Don't forget that number, 888-291-8000. Triple match for new pledges.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. 16 lines and seven of them available right now. Thank you so much to all who have helped us. I don't want anyone to feel discouraged because we're saying that this is a tough pledge drive. Those happen, and you never know quite why they happen. Sometimes it just has to do with people's financial situation at that moment. I hope it doesn't have to. I mean, if we had two or three of them in a row, I'd start saying, "What are we? You know, why are we offending people? What are we doing to offend people?" But I don't think that that's it. It's just tough sometimes. And, you know, when it's tough all over, then it's tough here as well. So maybe that's how folks are feeling. But as we've always, we consistently say, we try to always say, we just tell you what the need is and we trust. We try never to exaggerate the need. Like we don't come, you know, hey, last time we made this much on a pledge drive. Let's raise that. No, we try to figure out what the need is and tell you what it is. For us to be fully funded for 3 months takes $225,000 now. That's just what it costs. And we've got very generous donors of all levels. Some of those donors who are of extraordinary means have made it possible for us to have a triple match for the next half hour, and then it's over. We've had it the last 2 days, but it's over in a half hour. The triple match is this. If you make a new monthly pledge in any amount, it will be tripled. Now, I could explain how that all works, but that's all I got to say right now. Any amount it will be tripled, a new monthly pledge. So even if you're someone who's like, you know what, and I'm going to pretend like I'm a person with a lot of money right now. You know what? I could call up and give them $1,000. Well, you know what? Maybe make that a monthly pledge of $84 a month, and it gets tripled. So whether you're making a very, you know, modest monthly pledge or you can make an enormous monthly pledge, we've got a triple match right now, and it's only for 30 more minutes, and we'd really like to use it up. 888-291-8000. 16 lines, 10 of them available. They are all our colleagues. If you want to know more, if you want to say, well, what are the gifts that are giving out? Do you want them to explain the President's Club to you, or you want them to explain the Society 315? They'll take the time. But if you're just pulled over to the side of the road and say, I don't know, Terre Haute, and your name is Bob, and you got 2 minutes, tell them, say, look, this is Bob in Terre Haute. I'm calling up to make a pledge, but I got 2 minutes. Can we do this quick? They'll do it in less than 2 minutes. They'll get you done in 60 seconds, 90 seconds, something like that. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And let's see where we are as far as that match. We said we got to raise $60,000 today. In order to do that, we'd have to pour on about 30,000 this hour. Maybe I might be off on that. Maybe my math is off on that. But okay, so that being what it is, we've got a long way to go still to use up the two matches that we've got. So let's just focus on that. We'll take it one bit at a time. If you are one of those people of particular means who can do that $500 pledge, $1,000 pledge, maybe you could do $2,000 or $3,000. We've had folks who have done $5,000, even $10,000. So I'm just letting you know, we are way behind, and today would be a great day to do that, if that's something that you can do.
Let me echo something you said there, Si.
All right.
Because one thing you didn't draw out is, you know, things are hard for a lot of people right now, but they're a lot harder for some people than they are for others. So if you're someone who's not particularly struggling, you know, if the last 2 years haven't really slammed you, A, thank God for that, and B, you may take that as an opportunity and an invitation to be really generous with the means that you've got, because it's necessary more now. You know, if everyone around you is doing great, then you can kind of get away with not giving charitably. You shouldn't, but you kind of can. But if people around you are really struggling, the time for that kind of, whether you want to call it philanthropy, charitable giving, whatever it is, you kind of step up a little more. And I don't want to lay on the guilt too heavily, but I think it's something to consider. You know, if you're doing okay right now, if you're not really hurting, this would be a great opportunity for you. Or if your name is Bob and you live in Terre Haute.
Really picking on Bob in Terre Haute. That would be Covenant with Catholic Radio Network. So, Bob, we know you're out there. If someone named Bob from Terre Haute calls, will you just put him through to me and Joe? Because we got to talk to him now. All right, I'm going to go to the phones, let Joe answer some questions. 888-291-8000. Like a good Catholic, Joe said, I don't want to lay on the guilt too heavily. I'm willing to lay on the guilt. I just don't want to do it too heavily. 888-291-8000. 8 lines open right now. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can even text it if you're one of those texters. You can text the word Catholic, CATHOLIC, to the number 24365. Catholic to 24365, and you can make your pledge that way. A bunch of lines open. Give a call, 888-291-8000. We're going to Salem, Oregon now. Sarah in Salem, Oregon, listening on 88.3 FM. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Yes, thanks so much for taking my call. Really appreciate it. So I have some grandparents who are either atheist or they're open to the afterlife, but they're not open to God. And then I also have a relative deviating from the Catholic faith, and then I have another friend who's deviating from the Christian faith. What are some resources, books, that you might recommend for just how to go about discussing, or books to go about discussing how to talk to them about that, or bring them back, or bring up God, or in a respectful manner?
I see what you want to do. Joe, if you have a recommendation, go ahead. I think I know a book that might be helpful too, but go ahead,
well,
Joe.
Well, I was going to actually, this is a slightly embarrassing suggestion. I think your book, Si, A Teacher of Strange Things, because I think what you should do in a situation like this is try to introduce them to the person of Jesus. Like, I think there's probably it sounds like maybe there may be some baggage, some bad experiences with Christians, bad experiences with the church or organized religion or whatever that may look like. And then reintroducing them to the radical nature of who Jesus is may be a helpful way of getting past or around all of that stuff for now. Like, I think there's probably a lot of healing that has to happen there. But in terms of just kind of reclaiming and representing the radical nature of Christ's message in the gospel and his person and ministry, a book like that, or a book that, that focuses on who Jesus is, may be more helpful than getting really deep in the weeds on you know, the finer points of theology.
A book like what?
A book like A Teacher of Strange Things by Cy Kellett.
Oh, that's an excellent suggestion, Joe. That's the kind of book you want to buy by the dozen. Here's what in all seriousness, I wanted to suggest a book too, because you kind of said, how can you present this? And Terry Barber, who I'm just realizing we haven't spoken to in a long, long time, wrote a fantastic book on evangelization. It's called How to Share Your Faith with Anyone, a Practical Manual for Catholic Evangelization. And left-wing people like it, right-wing people like it. Everybody thinks Terry just wrote a great book on how to evangelize. So I would suggest that one. After you've bought a dozen copies of A Teacher of Strange Things, who Jesus was, what he taught, and why people still follow him, How to Share Your Faith with Anyone from Terry Barber. Got to go back to fundraising for just a quick minute, though, so I'm going to say thanks, Sarah. Thanks very, very much. Jason, we're going to get to you, and Hollis, we're going to get to you. We're going to get to everybody, but right now, got to remind folks of our need, and we are considerably in need. Let me just put it this way. 2.5 hours left in this pledge drive, and 3.5 down, and we're exactly $130,000 short. Exactly $130,000 from our overall goal. So, well, that worked out well, a nice round number for us, but that gives you a sense of how much help we need. Joe?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, out of how much? I think people might want to know.
Oh, yeah, like, $225,000. $225,000 is what we need to pay all of our bills for the next 3 months, to pay for all the microphones, to pay for the studio, to pay for the lights, to pay for the people who come in here, to pay for the books that we give away to people constantly, and all the other video stuff we do, Catholic Answers Focus, the TikTok stuff, all that stuff, all that digital media we're getting into. It costs $225,000 for 3 months of that. That's a very, very low cost given what it usually costs to produce media. As I said earlier, that's a rounding error on the salary of someone like Anderson Cooper. But we do it all for that for 3 months. And so your help very much needed. If you are Anderson Cooper and you'd like to just give us the $225,000, thank you, Anderson. Give a call, 888-291-8000. But, or if you're, if you just got $10 a month that you could pledge, that $10 a month is tripled till the top of this hour, and we could really use the help. 888-291-8000. And if you're someone somewhere in between Anderson Cooper and a normal person, and you could do that $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, 888-291-8000.
I was going to say two quick things. One, I'm beginning to think your Anderson Cooper thing may be some kind of weird host envy that the rest of us don't understand.
I don't mind that I make what I make and he makes what he makes. I don't mind that at all, Joe. What gives you that impression?
And second, you mentioned something offhandedly that I wanted to highlight, that we have a TikTok presence. And if you're a normal person over 30, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't know a lot about TikTok. But I would just say this is one of those tremendous ways that we can reach a lot of people with very short videos. And the video people here who kind of do the stuff behind the scenes do a fantastic job of doing, for instance, introducing young people to the rosary. There's, you know, the use of really short, well-targeted, well-crafted videos that reach a tremendous number of people is something I think really vital that we do here. Right now, they're working on a TikTok about Pope Leo the Great. So if you are on TikTok and are friends with us on TikTok, I think friends is a thing. Keep an eye out for that. It should be coming out soon, I think today. But also just think about the fact that this is a way in which we literally can reach hundreds of thousands of young people who may be totally cut off from the church with thoughtful, short, like 1 to 2 minute videos And they're not writing checks. They're not, you know, going to respond to a fundraiser because they saw some interesting 2-minute video on their phone. So this is one of those times where the people who benefit and the people who pay for it aren't necessarily matched up. But if you find yourself with means and you find yourself wanting us to do more to evangelize young people, this is a great opportunity to support a really unique ministry in that sense.
888-291-8000. Please help us use up all of both of those matches. And if you are someone of particular, look, it's so funny. I just start talking. I was going to say a person of particular means. And then it says Flint from Kansas, a gentleman named Flint from Kansas. $2,000. So,
wow.
You know, that it's always, you know, the Lord is there with some good person to help you before you even get the sentence out sometimes. That's why I have confidence, even though we are currently, well, we're doing great. So we're now only $125,000 away from our goal to reach in 2 hours and 20 minutes. But I, you know, and
ad astra per aspera, as we say in Kansas, to the stars for difficulty. We'll get there. We just got to struggle.
That's the motto of the Royal Air Force.
And so they probably stole it from Kansas.
They didn't steal that from Kansas. That's the motto of the Royal Air Force. Okay, so look, we joke around and all that. But in part, I have to say, Catholic Answers is a joyful place. I mean, Jesus is here in the building with us. We love each other. It is a joyful place. But we're not fools. We don't turn on the TV and see what's going on and just feel great about that. We know that the world is a mess. We know that the church is in 100 different ways in terrible, terrible distress. But you can't fix that by being angry or being bitter and we even know that we're short on our fundraising right now. But what good does it do for us to be, you know, upset about that? What we can do in season and out of season, proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on a cross for us and has been risen and will raise us up on the last day. We believe that. So what do we have to fear? What do we have to be upset about? But we don't want a world in which young people, you know, are taking their own lives. We don't want a world where almost every family is ravaged by some form of addiction and hurt. We don't want a world where our politics is completely disconnected from reality and as a consequence is angry, because you can't be a happy person and at the same time be disconnected from reality. It's reality was made to make you happy. You got to be in contact with it. So I say that all because we know this is deadly serious business. And the fact that Joe and I play around, or Jimmy and I will joke around, or Carlo, well, you can't really joke around with Carlo, but no, I'm only playing, but I'm just teasing. But do you see what I'm saying? I don't want anyone to think we don't take this deadly seriously. I'll even get the right modifier. That's how serious I am. That, you know, but
yeah, there's a healthy joy that we don't want to have mistaken as a superficial glibness.
Right. And so when we see that we have a long, long way to go to be fully funded, we take it seriously. I mean, I'll still play around with Joe, and we'll all, you know, pray our glory be at the end of the show and give glory to God and go home. But we know it. We know we've got a long way to go and we need your help. But folks are calling and we need you to call. 888-291-8000. Bob in Terre Haute can't do it all himself. We need everybody, and we are in dire need at the moment. 888-291-8000. Just a few minutes left to go in the show. We'll try to get back and do as many calls as we can, because we know we still want to do our day job. But I wanted to take a minute to let you know, we're not playing around here. Even though we joke around a lot, even though we are, in fact, happy people, we're not playing around here. We know that on that radio dial, there's 20, 30, 40 angry programs, upset programs, hypersexualized or gross programs. To every one program that says, hey, did you know Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? He loves you. He founded a church in which you can eat his body and drink his blood and come to everlasting life. It doesn't matter. One in 40 is enough. We'll do it with one in 40. We will, because that message is so different from what you're hearing on. When people stumble upon it, they go, oh, you know what? Maybe I should consider this, that Jesus is the way to eternal life. And he's the way to happiness in this life as well. So maybe I got a little preachy. I don't know if I got a little preachy there, Joe, but I don't want people to get the wrong impression. We're a long way from being fully funded. It's obviously a struggle this time. We try to always be honest with you about that. We're having a hard time raising the money right now, not because of Kimberly in Colorado, who just gave a $10 a month pledge and got it tripled, not because of Kim in Nebraska, who just gave a $10 a month pledge and got it tripled, not because of Sue in Florida. Was this all women? Do we have any men that support us?
I thought it was going to be all women named Kim for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, was it? Yeah, not Sue in Florida, who just gave $33 a month and got that tripled. So that's $100 a month to us. But we need your help. We really do need your help right now. Joe, you want to beg more or go back to the phones? I'll leave it in your hands.
You know, instead of doing either of those things, let's just highlight that Mitch from South Carolina just pledged a one-time gift of $2,000. That is... Wonderful. Yeah.
Where are you seeing that? Your computer's faster than mine. Thanks, Mitch. We really need that.
Yeah. And actually, this is great too. Father Nicholas Mishek just gave $75 a month and wanted to give me a hard time because we went to school together. So thank you so much, Father. And
thank you for giving really Joe a hard time, Father. We appreciate that. If you ever want to come on the air and give him a hard time, we would welcome that as well. All right, Joe, I'm going to make you work now. We're going to go talk with Jason here in California, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Jason, we're very glad you called. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Thank you. My question is, I mean, we all know how powerful God is, and we hear the stories, you know, he can basically kill us all. Not that he would, but he has the power to do as he pleases. Because of that, I don't understand purgatory. Maybe it's been explained incorrectly to me, but to me, it sounds like a waiting room where, okay, when God's available, he'll call your number. And that doesn't make sense because it goes against everything that he's capable of doing. And the second part to that, what does it mean if you're Catholic, but there are some things you don't believe in? Is that normal, or does that make you less of a Catholic, or does it not make you a Catholic?
Okay.
Do you have an opinion on that?
Joe?
Those are two very good questions. I'll do the second one first, because it's a really important one that a lot of people have, where they have some issue that they struggle with. The first is the idea that 10,000 struggles don't make one doubt. You know, the fact that you don't have a certain thing kind of worked out, or that a certain thing even seems wrong, that's okay. There are parts of Jesus's preaching where you read it and you think, I don't know what he's saying here, or that's not what I would have got if I, you know, if you gave me the microphone, I'm not sure I would have said that. And that's okay. You can still say, I believe he knows more than me because he's God and I'm not. And so he's right, even if I don't see how he's right. The technical term for that is what's called religious assent, meaning like you trust even though you don't have it all kind of worked out. And you can have something more than that, where you have what's sometimes called real assent, where you both trust and you see the logic behind it. So what we try to do on this show a lot, even for Catholics, is to help people get from religious assent, where they say, you know, I'm willing to take the church's word for it. I'm willing to take what Jesus said. And then help give them the reason so that it isn't as much of a struggle. But in that situation, I'm saying don't doubt that the church is who she says she is. Don't doubt that Jesus is who he says he is. Because when you start to doubt those things, you're in a lot of trouble. When it just is a situation like you're trying to figure out how a thing could be true, that's a different kind of matter entirely. But second, like to the issue of purgatory, I would say, yeah, it sounds like it's been explained to you poorly as just a waiting room. It rather like the term means like a purging or a purification. And so if you think about it this way, in this life, you have sinful attachments and you're being cured of them. And God can instantaneously and miraculously cure you of all of your spiritual defects. You know, there are people who maybe they have an addiction and then one day it's just gone. And God can clearly do that, but he usually doesn't. And so with something like indulgences, we're looking at God using those kinds of extraordinary means to instantaneously transform people. But he really does tend to work on people slowly and work on people through the kind of slow purgative process in this life. I don't know if that helps at all, but I think if you look at your own spiritual journey on this earth, God could do things a lot more quickly, and he usually does them slowly and deliberately. And purgatory is the same idea in the final purification before heaven.
We'll leave it there, and also invite you to call back. I always feel a bit awkward when you have such great questions that probably could stand some conversation, and we can't really do the conversation on the days when we're fundraising. So I hope that you will call back. We'd love to talk about it more. We love talking about the Catholic faith. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest this hour. And we're in the second day of our 3 days to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We're working our way towards an overall goal of $225,000. We are well short of that now, but nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with God and with the wonderful listeners that we have. I just want to say this real quick, Joe, and I'll let you make whatever point you'd like to make, but lots and lots of folks have now started really taking us up on the triple match, and there's only 9 minutes left to get that triple. Well, more like probably 20 minutes, because we'll stay after the hour for a little bit. So, you know, 20 minutes to get that triple match on a $10 a month donation, or a $20 a month donation, or a $30, any new monthly donation is being tripled, and then that'll stop in about 20-25 minutes or so. So please call 888-291-8000. We are in the hole a bit. And it is not because of the $10 and $20 pledgers. That has been fantastic throughout. Lots and lots of folks. And that makes us happy. We know we got lots of good friends out there. We're still in need of some of those larger donations, although that's beginning to pick up as well. And we're just left with a lot of work to do tomorrow if we don't get it done today. But there won't be that triple pledge triple match for your pledge tomorrow. So right now would be the time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and get your new monthly pledge tripled by some very generous donors.
Let me just say, I am, as we speak, submitting a new monthly donation for my own family for $50 a month. So I just got permission from my wife by text. So I wanted to do it while it was still my hour.
So, Joe, thank you for doing that. Thank you very much. It's $150 to the apostolate, and we're very grateful for it. And also, could you do this on your own personal time? Be a professional. You're working right now.
You know, if I do it next time, someone else is going to look like they got it. I'm going to look like the worst fundraiser in the world. So I'm partly just doing it for that reason.
Because you don't want Jimmy to get credit for your...
Exactly.
Fair enough. 888-291-8000. We're very, very grateful to everyone who has called and made their pledge. In order for us to be near the amount of money we needed to raise today, we would need a few very large donations. If you can do that and help us here at the end of the hour, we're very grateful. If you can do that $500 one-time donation, maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000, as a gentleman did earlier in the hour. That was Flint, I remember. Maybe you could do a $5,000 donation. If you can do something in that range, it would very much help us. Now is the time, because we are a bit in need at the moment. You can do it either place, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or call 888-291-8000. And I will encourage those who are thinking about making that monthly pledge of $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 a month, do it now, because the triple match goes away in just a few minutes. 888-291-8000. Together, we'll get there. I have confidence, to be honest with you, there's a long way to go. I totally thought you were going to talk right there, Joe, but I see what you're doing.
I wasn't.
You're checking your bank account to see if you've got $50 to give Catholic Answers. I can see that. You're looking at the computer screen. Do I have the $50?
Thank you for your donation. I didn't know we were going to cut to break, actually.
No, when I stop talking, you're supposed to start talking. That's how that works.
Well, it was towards the end of the hour. We have some major gifts I thought you might want to highlight on the screen there. So there have been some beautiful stories. And I don't know, there's some things, we've got some very generous people giving and sharing some incredible stories about the role Catholic Answers have made in their lives.
So, we've got a wonderful message from a woman in her early 70s suffered tremendous loss in converting, but Catholic Answers made it impossible for her to deny the truth anymore. Hey, that's our job. And I'm sorry for the loss, but you know what Jesus said? 100-fold in this life, and I get, then eternal life in the next. Is that, did I get the quote right, Joe?
That's pretty darn close.
It was kind of a paraphrase, but hey, well, some of these. Oh, a $350 donation on behalf of the preborn grandson Joseph from Catherine in Seattle. Thank you, Catherine.
And thank you for naming your grandson after me as well.
888-291-8000. We're in a hole, but we're going to be okay. Thanks for the help. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.